Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back to the show. We are joined by Chris Hoch in Utah today on a little trip back to his college grounds. And Chris, we talked a lot about the Patriots and obviously the big story around the NFL. Just your initial takeaway on the Steelers' win in Arizona last week.
Any time you win on the road, it's a big feat in my opinion, because it's tough to win on the road in the NFL. And although, even though they had a rookie quarterback and you know, they were 3-7, 3-8-1 at the time, to me it's a big win to come home and be able to play in this primetime game, really for that fifth seed. So to me, the Steelers did what they needed to do to get away from there with a win.
What did you think of Duck's performance? Was it a step in the right direction again? Only one offensive touchdown. That's five and one touchdown in five of the past six games. Yet made a couple big plays when he really needed to.
Yeah, I'm really impressed, Cookie, with how he plays in the last 2 minutes of a half. We've seen now a couple times and in his three starts where he's gotten the ball with under 2 minutes left in the half, and he's marched down the field and gotten a field goal. And those are big points. And those are points that you really don't talk about after the game, but it was 10-10 at the time. He gets the ball and he marches down the field and they get a field goal and going into half with momentum. So you have to give him a lot of credit for that. I also have to give him a lot of credit for him using his legs. What a great job he did of converting two third downs, I believe, with his legs. He got some other hidden yardage, or other yardage, not hidden, but other yardage as well with his legs. So that impressed me, those two things, how he played last Sunday.
You know, I think Tomlin summed it up when he said he's doing a good job following the script. But then he said, but he's also been thoughtfully aggressive when he has to be. And he mentioned the end of the first half. And then at the end of the game, when they were trying to protect that 3-point lead and kill some clock, the third down throw he made to Johnson across his body was just a big time play.
Yeah. And I was really impressed with that play, Cook. I'm glad you brought it up, because it was a scramble drill. He was running to his left, and Deontay Johnson broke off his route and adjusted and came back to the ball. And then you're talking about two rookies. You're talking about guys who are, you know, still learning the NFL game, if you will. And for them to be able to come together like that on a scramble drill to convert a big third down, that's a huge play in my book.
Boy, Deontay Johnson had a big game. One week after James Washington had a big game. The punt return, we obviously haven't seen that since the days of AB. What did you think of Johnson's game?
Man, I was so impressed, and it was great for him to bounce back like that. That's a pro. In my mind, Cookie, that is a pro, a guy who can take criticism, who can have a bad game, because everybody's going to have a bad game. If you play this game long enough, you're going to have a bad day in the office, which is the football field for him and for all of us. And for him to bounce back in the way he did with that 85-yard punt return, and I loved his vision and his explosiveness, and then making that great touchdown catch. And those were the only two touchdowns they had in the game. And then some big third down catches. But I think the one that impressed me the most was when he caught that quick pass down when they were going down in the red zone, and he broke off that tackle, and he came and he went the opposite direction of the field, and he got 14 yards, took the ball down to the 2 or 3 yard line. To me, that showed great strength, great awareness, and great athletic ability.
Okay, I have to confess, I was out eating when you guys started this conversation in the hallway. There's free pizza. I know you covered.
What's new?
I know you did a little bit of Duck. I don't know if Ron did this, and that is, what would your leash on Duck be? We asked this question earlier in the show. Like, I think he's earned, let's say, a terrible first half. I think he's earned the right to come back out in a second half. Would you agree?
I agree. I mean, and we've seen in a couple of his starts where he struggled in the first quarter. I mean, look at the Browns game, I believe, he came out in the first half, and first quarter and a half, and it looked lackluster. And then looked like there was a lot of energy in that offense, and all of a sudden there's a false start or offsides, and he throws that ball over James Washington's shoulder, and he gets going there. And what I'd like to see, actually, is what we saw when Ben was young, and not comparing Ben or Duck, but just the Steelers would go to that hurry-up offense, and Ben was able to get in rhythm when he was struggling in a game, or the offense looked like they didn't have a lot of life. I'd like to see the Steelers do what they have done in the last 2 minutes a couple of these games with Duck is let him go hurry up. Let him go no huddle and let him get in a rhythm early and let him get his confidence going rather than wait until the second quarter to do those things.
How about this Bills defense? What challenges do they present that maybe Duck hasn't seen so far?
Well, they have a really good pass defense. And, you know, the Browns had a decent pass defense, but when he faced the Browns, they didn't have Myles Garrett, which you have to acknowledge and recognize that Myles Garrett got the best of Big Al his whole career. He didn't have that big dog, big Myles Garrett coming after him from that side the whole game. And so that was a hit for the Browns. And then last week he played against the worst passing defense in the NFL. So this is a defense who can get after the passer. They can cover. Last week they did a really good job against the Ravens, held them to, I would say, some of their lows when running the ball and some of the lows and in passing the ball last week. And so this is going to be a big-time challenge for Duck Hodges.
Chris, it looks like Connor practiced yesterday, Juju practiced yesterday. Tomlin was asked on Tuesday, how much do you need those guys? He goes, a lot. What would they bring if they can play healthy this weekend?
More weapons, right? More weapons for the Steelers to use. And I think James Connor, to me, is a big one. And again, Juju, too, but James Connor, because they've got to be able to run the football. And they've done a good job with Benny. But I believe that if they want to attack this Bills off defense, they've got to run the ball at them. And I know that the overall numbers don't look great for the Ravens and the Bills game last week. But the Ravens were able to get yardage in chunks that time in the run game. Mark Ingram ran the ball pretty effectively at times. And so I believe that if you want to break down this Buffalo Bills defense, you've got to pound the ball at them and make them like it a little bit. And so with James Conner, put Benny Snell in there on short yardage. I think he's really a powerful short yardage back. And Chris White at certain spots. But in my opinion, getting James Conner back and then another weapon of the receiver is huge for the Steelers.
Is there a guy in particular that you game plan around on the Bills defense, Chris, or is it just a good all-around unit?
To me, there's not one player that stands out. You have middle linebacker, Terrell's brother, Tremaine Edmonds. He's probably their best player. He's doing a heck of a job. He leads them in tackles, and he's all over the field and causes havoc. So you always want to know where he's at. But if you're talking about a guy who is an absolute game changer, I don't believe they have that guy. They just have solid players, I believe, at every level, and they have great coaching. I mean, they have Leslie Frazier's there. He's been a head coach. He's been a D coordinator before. And you know, to get these guys ready, they're well coached, and they don't make a lot of mistakes. So you're going to have to just beat them, not take advantage of maybe mistakes they make. I don't think they're going to beat themselves.
You know, how about Tomlin and Sean McDermott being college teammates at William & Mary? Man, they both gushed about each other, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I had heard some of those interviews and I read about them, and it's great. I'll tell you, that's the good thing about football is the relationships you build, Cookie, when you play with people. And I value and I cherish the relationships that I have with players that I played with in college, in high school, in the NFL. And those are long, lifelong relationships. And so it's great to hear Coach Tomlin and Coach McDermott talk about each other in that light, because there's not only just respect for each other as coaches, but really admiration as friends.
The one thing that jumps out, Cokie, back to this defense, is there have been a couple weeks where teams have run big on the Bills. One was the Browns, and they have a pretty good running game. They went for 147 in a win over the Bills. But the other one was the Eagles. And I think my opinion of the Bills, honestly, was colored by that game, because that's the one that I watched in its entirety, and they ran all over them for 218 yards. Miles Sanders busted a 65-yarder. Jordan Howard had 96. Like, a couple teams have run big on them.
Yeah, and you and I have kind of debated this earlier in the year. You didn't think they're very good, and I thought, hey, they have a good defense, and you're going to have a bad day at the office, like I said. And I saw that in the game as I've watched film over the last few weeks. Really, a big one was the Ravens, and they had some success in running the game, and you're talking about those other games. And that's where I believe that you've got to attack this defense, is you got to run the ball right at them and really, really get after them. And then throw the ball when they're a little weak and they're on their heels. So the offensive line's really got to come after this defensive line for the Bills and open up some holes and make sure that the backs aren't getting hit in the backfield, making sure that there's no penetration from the defensive line, because that's when the Steelers have struggled, especially with James Conner coming back. because James Conner needs to get ahead of steam going. If you're in the backfield with James Conner and he gets that ball, and all of a sudden he's got to make you miss after having the ball for 2 or 3 yards, he's not going to run the ball as effectively if he can get ahead of steam.
So this strikes me then in the end as a game where you're going to see a bunch of guys in the box and the Bills absolutely challenge Duck to beat them. It's not going to be like that Chargers game either where you're going to have Connor leaking out of the backfield 100 times.
I think you're right. I think that they're going to stack the box and they believe that they can match up, that they've got good enough defensive backs where they can match up. You know, you put Trey White on Deontay Johnson. You know, let's see how healthy Juju is if he's 100%. But they believe they have enough DBs, quality DBs, to match up on the outside. So I think that that approach by the Bills will be one that they'll try to employ.
Chris, let's go to the other side of the ball. They have a young quarterback who's done some good things and also made some mistakes. He's a second-year guy, though, so I think that gives him a little bit of edge over Duck. But what do the Steelers have to do to stop him?
Put pressure on him. They've got to put pressure on him, get him out of the pocket. If you let him sit and throw the ball in rhythm, under, you know, just real quickly, get the ball and get it out, he's very effective. But if you make him hold on to the ball, if you make him scramble, he's not good on the run. He's not good when he's under pressure. He can't hit the deep ball. And so I believe that the Steelers DBs have to get up. They have to press the receivers. They got to disrupt the rhythm of that offense and not let Josh Allen get the ball and get it out real quick. And if they do that, they'll have success.
Another segment with Chris Hoke coming up. Great stuff, as always. And I want to ask Chris for his prediction. He was right last week. Ooh. Will he be right this week with a final score and a player of the game? That's coming up on Cook and Joe with Chris Hoke joining us for the whole 11 o'clock hour.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.